Alyssa, and this is Overdue Conversations. Today we're going to be talking about new releases we're on the watch for, but first we wanted to share what we're currently reading.
Okay, I'll go first. I'm currently reading Not Quite Dead Yet by Holly Jackson. I'm like 30% done, and I'm really enjoying it so far. I went into this book blind, and so I had no idea what it was about, but I'm actually really enjoying the story.
Yeah, I think it was totally unexpected since we did walk in blind. And I feel like I've never heard a story like this. It kind of has like a timeline, which I feel like a lot of her books are. I don't know about Good Girl's Guide to Murder, but I know you said Five Survive is like 24 hours, right?
We're like 16 hours, like it's like less than that.
Wow, that's crazy. So yeah, this one's like timeline, kind of like the
High
circumstances.
stakes.
Yeah. The circumstances are so unique. There is so many like miniature branches off the plot. Like, it's really good. I really liked it.
And Narissa already read it, y'all.
Yeah.
So,
I finished it 2 days ago.
yeah.
Yeah. And then you took so long to start it.
I know, because I was
I
reading Twilight.
was like, girl. I know, that's like my next. I'm reading People Watching by Hannah Bonham Young. And it's my first one by her. And what did I just read? Oh, I just read Haunted Ever After. So it was kind of like a fall kind of themed book. So, and it was a romance, but like wasn't great. I don't know. And then I read Not Quite Dead Yet. So it was like murderous. So I was like, okay, let's go back to the romance to kind of clean my palate. And then I'm gonna do Twilight.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I gave it, well, I won't say what I gave it because we're going to talk about in our next podcast about our recent reads.
Okay.
But I just, so good. That's all I'll
But
say.
yeah, I am looking forward to Twilight. And then I'm going to be reading Thursday Murder Club. Yeah,
Oh.
I just don't want to do too much murder in a row. I don't want it to be a repeat, but it's murder time.
It is.
Murder
Crime.
time.
Crime time.
Okay, today we're going to be talking about our new releases. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, so I
Okay.
put mine in order, and I don't have as many as Narissa, just a heads up. But I put mine in order of release date. And so the first one I have comes out October 7th, and that is Alchemy of Secrets by Stephanie Garber. I love Stephanie Garber, and I think this book is like magic. I like to go into books blind, so I don't know a ton about this book, but I think kind of what a little bit I've read, it's magic, romance, I think. So I'm excited. I just love Stephanie Garber. I've read every single book that she's published, so
Cool.
yeah.
And she did Once Upon a Broken Heart and Caraval, right? Yeah.
So I'm excited for a new book by her, maybe a new
Yeah.
series, I don't know.
When is the was the last book she published, Once Upon a Broken Heart?
The last one was, I believe it was The Spectacular.
Oh
Came out
yeah.
last year.
Oh really? 2024? Okay. Cool. Okay.
So
Sweet.
love her.
Yeah. This one I kind of did some that already came out, but I haven't like picked up yet. So that first one is Fearful, by Lauren Roberts, which is the Powerless series. Looking forward to that. It's a novella. That'll be soon. I'm gonna read it soon.
That I already read that one. I've heard a lot of people say it's like kind of unnecessary, but I really enjoyed it. I
Yeah.
just love Lauren's writing and I'm partial to the series.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be a good, it's a good novella.
Yeah. I do love the world, so I don't mind staying in it. And I don't mind if she continues to build off it. Like, I really want the king, what was his name? I already forgot. I want their
Edric.
dad's, Edric, yes. I want their dad's story. So hopefully we get it in this book or she has more for us.
I know she's like in the process of like writing, I think what I've seen her say, and don't quote me on this, but I think the next series she writes is going to be like in like the same world. maybe just different characters. So, but I know she wants to write more Powerless was very like YA. I think as she's gotten older, she said she wants to like write a little bit more like adult things.
Okay.
So
She did Yearning really well for that
she
series.
did. She
Yeah.
did.
I don't think I've read anything so Yearning. It was really good. I haven't read anything just as good
Yeah.
yet.
Top tier.
What you got next?
I have the next one comes out October 21st. It's Good Spirits by BK Borison. I have not read a BK Borison book yet, but I do want to read this. And based on the cover, it looks Christmassy.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, it says like Ghost of Christmas Past. So is someone a ghost? I don't know. But I hear her books are great,
Yeah.
and so I am really looking forward.
I really loved First Time Caller.
I know, I need to read that.
You do. And you could probably wait for like Valentine's Day if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, her writing was really good, even though there was like, I think, 13 pages straight of smut.
Oh, you can skip
Yeah, I
it.
know, I just got through that, but the plot was still worth it
Yeah.
and still unique. And it has like the single mom trope. So, and I didn't hate it. So, yeah. And then I have hated a single dad trope book. So, I don't know. It's based on the writing. And so the writing
Yeah.
was still really good for me to still like it, even though there was so much smut. That's just a big sign that it's a good book.
Yeah, I agree. I think a book can't, the plot can't, the smut can't drive the plot.
Yeah.
Like, then I'm not gonna like it and enjoy
Yeah.
it. But if the plot is there and it's good and like smut is added, okay, like I'll just skip the smut but still be there for the plot.
Yeah.
So
The single dad trope book, it was just like, here's your smut. Like there is no real good plot.
yeah.
My next new release I'm on the watch for is The Strength of the Few. Forgot the guy's name, but he wrote The Will of the Many. I think
Okay.
it's like fantasy academia.
You know, I saw that on there.
The Strength of the Few.
Yeah, for new releases. And I almost added it to my list, but I didn't because I haven't read anything by him.
That's funny. Yeah, because you want to stick with authors you're familiar
Yeah.
with.
Sorry.
We almost read The Will of the Many for book club back in like February, I think, back when we started this whole thing. But I paused on reading that because this book is coming out this year. I found that out.
The second one, right?
Yeah. And so,
Is this the second book?
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so I'm going to read The Will of the Many right before I read The Strength of the Few. And so that's November 11th. So I got a while. It's on my TBR. It's going to take me a couple months to read it. But I am excited for it. I
Yeah.
feel like it's going to be super unique. And what's kind of annoying is they changed the covers for The Strength of the Few. So it looks more like Dune by, have you seen those movies with like Timothée Chalamet
Yes,
and all that?
yes, yes.
Okay, so it looks a lot like that. Like the desert and like the spaceship in the sky. But I have the original cover for The Will of the Many, which is like dark blue and stars kind of. So I'm annoyed that I have that one and
I
I'm gonna
hate
have
when
to
they
buy a new one.
change the covers. I don't like it. I know I was watching Brady. You
Oh
know Brady Lockerbie?
yeah.
She just posted a video about like her like bookish pet peeves, and she said like when books or when publishers like change the cover of books for like a movie or like TV show
Oh
adaptation.
yeah.
But I guess this is kind of the same thing. Like
Yeah.
when they just
I don't know if he has an adaptation, but they just changed it.
yeah, I think that's like weird. Why would you change it?
Yeah, 'cause you want them to buy the book 'cause you're gonna get me like I'm gonna buy the new hardcover with a different cover, you
Yeah.
know?
That's how
Ugh.
they get us and our money.
Yep, consumerism.
Yeah, it's so bad.
You made me think of something. Oh well. Okay. You're next.
Okay, the next book comes out December 30th, and that is In Your Dreams by Sarah Adams. It's the final book to the When in Rome series, and I am so excited because I love Sarah Adams, and I read the three that are already out, and I'm obsessed. I love the characters, their story, and yeah.
I can't wait to get into it. Do you think any of the books are like summer themed or any of that?
I think they all happen like in the summer, or like beg, borrow, or steal happens in the summertime because they're teachers. But I wouldn't say it's like strictly like a summer
You think In
book.
Your Dreams is going to be Christmassy?
Probably not.
Okay, just release date.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's good. Yeah, I am definitely looking into that one.
I love Sarah Adams because her books are like zero smut to like low spice. Like very closed door. So I appreciate her books
Yeah, I can't
a
wait to
lot.
get into her. I'm so excited. Okay, my next one is People Watching. Currently reading that though. That's September 9th, so probably like the book released 15 days ago by the time we post this episode, but I just wanted to mention it just in case.
Yeah.
But the front cover is so beautiful. It has like fall leaves and trees, and like the couple that the book's about is on the covers. He's fully tatted.
Love that.
That's pretty unique, I feel like, for a book cover. Or
Well, I
like
know
character.
Practice Makes Perfect. The guy has a sleeve of tattoos, and that's like a big part of like him. And I love when book characters have tattoos. I think it's so fun.
So far it's going good. Plot is interesting. It reminds me a lot of that new Abby Jimenez book. It starts with a S.
Say You'll Remember Me.
Yes, thank you. Say You'll Remember Me, but I forgot. Haha. Okay. Yeah, it reminds me a lot of that. Like heavier issues. But I really like Say You'll Remember Me, so hopefully I like this one.
Well, her books, Out on a Limb and the second one in that, like, I think duology kind of. I think they are like heavier topics. I think a lot of her books are. I actually listened to a podcast she was on with, I'll Read What She's Reading, and she's like so sweet. And like, I want to read her book. I haven't yet, but I want to read all of her books just because, like, she's so sweet.
I will say with the male main character, he says he is bisexual, but the book, I'm pretty sure, is about a male and female. But I want to say that she just made him bisexual to kind of like recognize the community. But I don't think there's going to be any inappropriate things. I haven't. If there is, I'm going to DNF. But
Yeah.
I haven't got those vibes yet. I
Let me
think
know.
I will. But yeah, just wanted to give that caveat before people pick it up and they're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
So I'm only like 36 pages into it. So don't blame me. I'm sorry. But I'm reading it and I'll find out and I'll let you
Yeah, thanks.
know.
Okay, the next one I have doesn't come out until January 20th. So, and it's My Husband's Life by Alice Feeney. This sounds like a suspenseful mystery. The cover looks really cool.
Let me see.
Yeah, it
Interesting.
looks kind of creepy, and so I'm excited.
Like murder mystery kind of thing.
It says like one house, one husband, two women, someone is lying. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's like my husband's wife. So
Spooky.
my husband's wife, there's two women. I don't know, but I'm excited. And we probably, for like people who like to know about books before going into them, I'm sorry, but we like to go into books blind. So we will not be reading.
You'll have to read them after us,
Yeah.
because then we'll talk about them.
Yeah, or you'll have to look up the synopsis by yourself because we don't like to read the
It's a
synopsis.
spoiler. It's not fair.
Yeah,
Take
I
it
just like
away.
to go into books and like have no expectations.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was all the books I have on my radar.
I think you'll know the books that I'm looking forward to, so you'll have some commentary.
Yeah, I can add them to my Goodreads.
My next one is Drawn Together by Juliana Smith. I want to say, let's see.
Oh, I've seen that on Bookstagram.
Yeah, it's very fall. She has five other books, but I don't know. She just doesn't seem that popular of an author yet, which is totally fine. But I just wanted to read something that's like an indie author, not blown up yet, not a lot of people have read yet. And it says it has 139 ratings, 127 reviews. So that is
Well,
perfectly.
and it hasn't come out yet. So,
That's true. But yeah, September 27th. That's my husband's birthday. But yeah, I'm excited to read something a little bit different, not a book talk author or anything like that. And it's a fall romance, so to like clean my palate, I'm so excited because I feel like summer was so romance heavy. I'm excited to have like a fall, like there's a difference. It's fall, you know.
Well, Accidentally Amy by Lynn Painter is a fall
Oh,
romance.
good to know. TBR.
So, yeah, and it was really good.
When did you read it?
In August.
Okay, fall enough.
Yeah.
My next one is The Academy by Elin Hildebrand.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm so excited. That'll be my first Elin, and I don't know if that's a mistake or not. I know that Brady is doing, I think she's reading random Elin books, right?
I think she's reading them in
Order?
publication order.
Okay. Oh, and then she's ranking them, right?
Oh, her daughter helped her write this book.
Aw,
Because
get
it says,
out.
and her daughter, Shelby Cunningham.
No way.
So
That's
I'm
so
definitely
cool.
going to add that.
Yes, you are. I knew you would. And that's
But,
September 16th.
oh, so it already came out.
Yeah. So 3 days ago from the time that we're recording this
Okay, cool. I added it to my TBR.
podcast. My next one is If It Makes You Happy. That is a fall romance. Again, don't know what it's about. But it, yeah, it's just fall, palate cleanser.
Oh, I've seen this too. Oh, it has a dog on there.
Oh, that's something I don't like about Abby Jimenez's books. They are always, there's always a dog.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of one of the main characters. But that's okay. I'll get over it.
When did it come out? Oh, September 2nd.
Yes. And how many readings does it have?
Already 11,000.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's getting up there.
Yeah, someone said, "Okay, Gilmore Girls."
No. Yay. I'm so excited.
So, yeah, I'm adding that to my TBR because that looks so fun.
That's
Oh, it
cool.
says it's a slow burn. Love.
Oh. Okay,
Okay, I might go to
then.
Barnes & Noble.
My next one is The Heartbreak Hotel. That one comes out September 23rd. Have you heard about it?
No.
Okay, so it looks fall-y, kind of like spooky.
Okay.
But Heartbreak makes me think romance.
By Ellen O'Clover.
Let me see. Yes.
Okay. It's a bed and breakfast.
Oh, see, that sounds fun. And
Yeah.
I haven't heard of the author's name before.
Neither have I.
My next one is Wild Reverence, which already came out September 2nd, but it's a new Rebecca Ross release.
Oh, yes, I have that on my TBR. And I should have added it to mine, but yeah,
Yeah.
it's on my fall TBR.
Okay,
So.
cool. Yeah. I just wanted to talk about books that have previously released because we are doing this episode like later in September.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's on my radar like super soon. But I am nervous because it's an incomplete series.
I love a good incomplete series.
I did not. I can't.
But it makes me excited for the next one. So, yeah.
Oh, back to when authors change the covers. This speaks on my next read. It's Brimstone, which is the second of Quicksilver, which I know
Oh.
there's a lot of either you hate it or you love it, but they
Yeah.
changed the cover on that one too. And so my version is the black cover with like the dripping silver letters,
Oh.
and the sprayed edges are silver. Yes.
And the new book matches that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes
me
mad.
But the first book, the first book originally came out with that guy's face on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But Brimstone is the second of the duology, and that
is
comes
it a duology?
Out. Yeah, they're connected.
I know, but is it going to be like a longer series, or is it just a
know.
Duology?
I don't know. Oh, for sure. Okay. Maybe.
Maybe I'll read it.
Oh, yeah, I think you should.
It's big, though. Ugh.
Yeah, and I think maybe you told me this. I don't know. But that it might be for...
People who don't read a lot of fantasy.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, because I've heard that it's kind of like every other...
Mm.
It's kind of just like a copy and paste from like fantasy books. It's like nothing original.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've been kind of hesitant to read it, because I feel like... I mean, I haven't read a ton of fantasy, but I've read a lot.
You've read the good ones.
Yeah. You haven't read.
I know.
And so maybe it would be a good book for you.
I know. That's why I'm like, this is going before, like, The Rest of Caraval or Once Upon a Broken Heart, because I am the perfect audience, I think.
Yeah. But I'm also someone, like, if it keeps me entertained.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's a good, like, vibey book.
Mm-hmm.
I'll enjoy it.
Like, maybe since because your expectations are so low,
maybe
now
I'll
you're gonna,
like it.
Yeah, you'll still enjoy it.
I'll probably read it.
My next one is Wild Card by Elsie Silver.
Okay. Do you know Elsie Silver? Have you read an Elsie Silver book?
No.
I hear they're really spicy.
I know. So okay. I'm going to find the pages before and just flip.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's worth it. The plot is worth it, because I have her first three books.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm going to have to read this one since I have the other three.
I know.
But they're so cute.
I know, they are cute.
They got me.
Aren't they like cowboy?
Yeah. Cowboy romance. I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I'm scared. But, yeah. But I kind of like the interconnected series where it's like, oh, we heard his name in the second book.
Or yeah, like, that's like Sarah Adams.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Sarah Adams.
Yeah, I'm excited. Okay, next one is Gingerbread Bakery by Lori Gilmore. It's that Dream Harbor series.
Oh, I probably will never read.
Why?
Because you said they're so spicy.
That one was spicy. I don't know about the others.
I think
okay?
They probably are.
Probably.
If that one is.
Probably, but I'll let you know if the plots are worth the other books.
Okay,
but don't read the strawberry one. It's not worth your time.
Okay, fair.
I'll just tell you the plot on another day.
Okay.
But yes, I do want to read this one because it's Christmas themed. Okay, my next one is Fake Skating.
Yes, by Lynn Painter.
I was like, why is this not on your list?
I think it already came out.
No, September 30th, I think.
Oh, I don't know why I didn't put that, but maybe because it's already on my TBR.
Yeah, and also it seems like Christmas.
Yeah, I probably won't read it till like December,
yeah,
but oh my gosh, I love Lynn Painter.
I know.
She's like my fave.
I know, I'm so excited. It'll be my first one if I pick it up first, but you made me want to pick up Accidentally Amy first.
Do it. It's good.
Okay. All right. Are they interconnected at all?
I don't think so.
Okay. My next one is The First Time I Saw Him, which is connected to The Last Thing He Told Me.
Oh.
Didn't you read that one?
Yeah, a lot. The beginning of this year.
Okay. It was, the release date is January 6th. So maybe it's been a year since our last release. But I'm totally interested in it because Jennifer Garner got... the series made, like, mm-hmm. She's the actress. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. It's kind of spooky, right? A little mystery.
Yeah, it's kind of like a what happened.
I want to read that now, though. The Last Thing He Told Me.
It was okay. It wasn't, I think I gave it 3 stars.
Mm. Then maybe I'll start next year reading the next one. Because I don't want to wait till January to read more mystery. It's mystery time now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. My next one is An Archive of Romance, which is connected to A Theory of Dreaming. And then what are the other ones?
A Study in Drowning.
Oh, yes. A Study in Drowning. And then I think it's The Theory of Dreaming.
Yeah.
All right. And then this one is An Archive of Romance.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say they are fantasy, probably a little bit of romance. Oh, wow, that one has 91,000 ratings. The other one has 4,000. It's a new release, and so she's having another new release at the end of the year.
Wow.
So 2 releases in 1 year. When did this one come out?
2023.
Oh, so it's been a minute since she's released something, and then mm-hmm. she's releasing two in 1 year.
Crazy.
So, girl. That's probably the end of the series. But I own the first two, and the sprayed edges are beautiful.
Yeah, I want to get them just for the sprayed edges.
My next one is Holiday Ever After. That releases September 30th. I don't know what it's about, but I'm guessing it's a Christmas romance.
Let's see. Hannah Grace?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it looks like a Christmas romance. Oh, it's the author of Icebreaker. Icebreaker's very spicy.
Oh,
Just...
You've read it?
No, but I've heard about it.
Uh-oh. Okay. I've heard a lot about her name, but not... I don't remember the books. What else does she write?
Let's see. Icebreaker, Wildfire, Daydream. I think they're all very spicy.
Is it hockey stuff, or the first one's just hockey?
You know, I don't know.
Okay. My last one is Falling Like Leaves, which I want to say is like a debut author. I could be wrong, but that came out September 2nd.
Let me see.
And I saw it in Target on the shelf, and I almost bought it. And then I felt bad afterwards because I'd never heard her name, so I was just going to grab it. But
yeah, I think this is her first, like, big book. Mm-hmm. She wrote Play Like a Girl, mm-hmm. but it, I don't know if it's, it's a graphic memoir.
Oh, interesting.
So maybe she grew up playing football.
Mm, that's cool.
But yeah, Falling Like Leaves is her first.
It's a romance.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at the cover. So beautiful.
It is really pretty.
I'm so excited. But yeah, that is my new releases I'm on the lookout for.
Yeah.
Which makes me avoid my TBR.
I know. I've been really trying to stick to
it. Me too. We should update on our next episode how much of our TBR we've read so far.
Okay.
Because we're on like the third week of September.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I think I'm actually doing really well.
I think so too.
To the summer.
I think so too.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.